USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump says he'll speak on behalf of our great country at his Salute to America Independence Day event at the National Capitol. The president is set to deliver remarks Thursday evening at the Lincoln Memorial. He's also ordered the Pentagon to stage military demonstrations, including a flyover of jets, helicopters, and other aircraft. Republican Congressman from Missouri, Josh Hawley, is a fan of what the president is doing.
Oh, I mean, listen, I'm delighted that the president wants to be involved and participate. I think past presidents have participated in the celebration on July the 4th. It's a great tradition, and I think it's going to be spectacular.
That audio courtesy of Fox News, Vice President Mike Pence and others from the administration took part in a naturalization ceremony in Washington, D.C. 44 people became American citizens, and Joey Chestnut won the Nathan's Hot Dog Eating Contest for the 12th time. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand and you care about your credit, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it'll take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 6 million people with credit card debt. Without destroying your credit, they can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. The program works. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services, Inc. 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 1492. Oregon DM 80092. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation. Commission license number DC 83. Service may adversely affect an individual's credit. Non-payment of debt may lead to additional finance charges or collections activity, including legal action. Not a loan company.
Police in Chicago are hoping to prevent another violent Independence Day weekend in their city. With more, here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
Police Superintendent Eddie Johnson says over 1,500 additional cops are on patrol this weekend.
Our deployments will target areas where we expect the most people to be gathering, such as the beaches, lakefronts, and parks. Officers will also increase patrols through the city's many vibrant neighborhoods.
10 people were killed and dozens were wounded in shootings last year over an extended July 4th weekend in Chicago.
2020 presidential candidate Joe Biden is celebrating Independence Day at a parade in the battleground state of Iowa. The former VP greeted the crowd in Independence, Iowa. He wasn't the only candidate at that event. Former Texas Congressman Robert O'Rourke also made an appearance. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Todd Jones is the veteran and president of BBMC Mortgage. Todd created a veterans index to help veterans find cities that are veteran-friendly when it comes to home buying and places they'd want to live. Todd joined Fox Business to talk about what factors went into creating this index.
When we put the BBMC Veterans Housing Index together, we basically wanted to say, okay, what are the keys that make a community great for a veteran to live in? And so we came up with three major factors. First is veteran housing affordability and availability. Then veteran community and services available to them in those local communities. And then ultimately, just overall quality of life in the market. And the housing aspect of it, we really came down to median home price in that specific market as compared to the average VA loan price or loan amount in that specific market. The community was average number of veterans per 100,000, and VA facilities per 1,000 vets. And then the quality of life came into median unemployment rate, crime rate per capita, as well as school ranking. And it was really, really interesting to see how these it turned out. It really seems to me that smaller town and midtown America has really embraced veterans and has been a place where veterans can thrive and really find very affordable homes using their VA loans. These are the markets that don't steer veterans away from using mortgages. You can see a significant increase, and these are places that our veterans may want to go check out.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.